Merging with Shiva, lesson 164. Intellect and the instinctive mind. The first steps on the spiritual path consist in learning to harness these tendencies and impulses and transmute their energies into the higher nature. But we should not think of the instinctive mind as bad, for it controls the basic faculties of perception and movement, digestion, elimination, ordinary thought, and emotion, and the many other vital functions of the physical being. Animals, birds, fish, reptiles, and insects are the personification of the instinctive mind. Living mainly in the areas of fear, they react immediately to change. Their driving forces are sustenance, sex, shelter, and the security for their young and themselves. It is these instinctive drives that are the most difficult impulses for humans to deal with. They are, for people, the seeds of all the desires, of all the entanglements within the four areas: sex, money, food, and clothes, which we capture in one word, desire. Yes, it is desire that propels humanity onward. The instinctive mind also has within it various forces: the force of fear, the force of anger, the force of jealousy, and the dynamic force of self-preservation. It is what it is, instinctive. It impulsively and immediately reacts to all situations. Though it is a great force in developing the intellect, its greatest enemy is intuition, the mind of the soul which guides humans out of the morass of the lower nature into sublimity. Most of us find the intellect a saving's grace when it comes from the transformation of the instinctive nature into something more substantial. Constantly we strive to broaden our intellect, increase our knowledge, govern the mind with organized thinking, and control our emotions by repressing instinctive nature. This is nature's way of increasing man's justification of that which has passed before the window of the mind and was not pleasing to his intellect. The justification being that enough knowledge has not been acquired by the intellect to sufficiently suppress the instinctive nature. While the instinctive mind places great pulls on the individual, the intellectual mind often has a stranglehold. An intellectual person could run this explanation through his intellect and be able to explain it back better than we are unraveling it here, relating this point to that point exquisitely, yet deriving absolutely nothing from the conclusions to improve his own life. The next day, his mental interest would be off on another subject.